96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For back-to-back nights, we are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as the Lady Tigers get things started against the Trojans of Charles Henderson as they try to keep their undefeated record alive here at the campus of Auburn High School. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, as we get you set for tip-off between Auburn and Charles Henderson. Varsity girls up first. The varsity boys will be coming up in just a little bit. We were just here a night ago, about 24 hours from right now. We were sitting back inside of this gym as the Lafayette Bulldogs walk back in here. A team that we played just a week ago took care of business, did the varsity girls, and they did so again last night. 66-14 was the final score just 24 hours ago, and they're going to try and put their 4-0 record on the line against the Trojans of Charles Henderson, as they don't have as many girls, but they got some skill on that side of the basketball, and we look forward to seeing what they bring tonight here on the road at Auburn High School. When we come back, we'll give you some keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip between Auburn and Charles Henderson, right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Public.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
Back here on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Tigers get ready to host the Trojans of Charles Henderson. Varsity girls up first, varsity boys to follow here right here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. I'm Jacob Goins with you on campus of Auburn, and man, what a time to be alive. We got back-to-back nights of Auburn High School basketball, and I told you that last night right here inside the gym, the Lafayette Bulldogs walked in in here, and they fell to your Lady Tigers 66-14 in a night that Auburn was without Brooke Hallman, who wears number 23. She comes off the bench early this season. I expect that to possibly change as the year goes on. But Brooke Hallman was not a part of this team a night ago. She was actually over at Duck Sanford Stadium. Her and Liz Robinson were a part of the flag football team that got a win over Opelika in the Elite Eight. They'll be playing at Central Phoenix City next Tuesday for the Final Four. And so in Brooke Hallman's absence, we said somebody had to step up. We said there was a lady and a girl who had to make it happen, had to make something go for this Auburn High team, and it was Braylee Winfrey. She had 18 total points in the game. 15 of those came in the first half. Second half got a little out of hand, so she wasn't as much needed in that last two quarters. But 18 points for Braylee Winfrey. You also had Daly Alsobrook with 11 and Kalia Tolles with 10. And just an update, we'll tell you throughout the night, a couple of the jersey number changes that we saw a night ago and got confirmation that it's going to happen again tonight. Kalia Tolles will wear number 12, and also you're going to have Jordan Cobb, who's wearing number 33, had some jersey issues last night. So those are the updates on the numbers. And for Auburn High, easy keys to the game. All you got to do, play your game, force turnovers, get out and run, and knock down shots. And when you're at full strength, it's going to be hard to beat this Auburn High School team. They double the amount of girls on the team compared to Charles Henderson, the Trojans, who are walking in here tonight, and we're excited for it here on the Auburn High Sports Network. When we come back, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Charles Henderson here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for your Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. As we await the starting lineups for the visiting Trojans of Charles Henderson, go ahead and give you the starting five for this Auburn High School squad. She wears number one, a 5'7 senior. It's Kalia Tolles. Wearing number two, a 5'7 junior at the point guard spot, it is Anavia Nelms. You also got number 15, Daly Alsobrook, standing at 5'10". She is a senior. You got a girl wearing number 20. She's a 5'11 junior, Braylee Winfrey. And wearing number 24, a 6-foot senior, is Antoinette Morgan. And now for the Trojans, the visiting Charles Henderson Trojans will get you those numbers here as they are. Literally, as they are announced, you've got number 3, Rylan Mitchell, is a starter for the Trojans. You also have number 14, Harmony Hubbard, for the Trojans of Charles Henderson. Number 15, Reagan Worley, for the Trojans. Getting him as we go, Kamari Streuser, wearing number 21, and appear to be missing one more. Believe it is number 12, Jasmine Foster, it is. So let me get you those starting lineups again as we get them on the fly here. Rylan Mitchell wearing number 3, Jasmine Foster wearing number 12, Harmony Hubbard wearing number 14, Reagan Worley in 15, and Kamari Streuser in number 21. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. As the Tigers get announced here by head coach Courtney Pritchett, he can do it all, man. Head coach of the Tigers, PA announcer, you name it, he can do it. Ken, the head coach, and he joined us last night on the broadcast during the high school or during the halftime show of the varsity boys game, which is typically when he's able to sit down and join us and talk about this varsity girls game, and really excited and had great things to say last night, did head coach Courtney Pritchett. And we talked about the Brooke Hallman situation and Liz Robinson. Both players were across the road playing the flag football game, and he said, look, you only get to go to high school once, and I want to respect their wishes of playing multiple sports. I encourage them to play multiple sports, and I want them to have fun and enjoy their 4 years here. And so that was really, really cool to hear from head coach Courtney Pritchett last night during our interview with him, and that's really, really neat. A rare breed to hear something said like that nowadays, and as crazy as sports are. Let's get this thing going. Auburn and Charles Henderson are right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Again, for the Tigers, same starting five. Kalia Tolles, Anavia Nelms, Daly Alsobrook, Braylee Winfrey, and Antoinette Morgan. It is Morgan to tip it up for the Tigers. Finds it into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. Tigers moving left to right. Charles Henderson moving right to left. They kick it to the corner for Tolles. She's out to Alsobrook to start the game with a three short and pulled down underneath by the Trojans. Again, moving right to left on your radio dial. They don't have numbers. They've got it on the right wing now, just 20 seconds in to the opening quarter between Auburn and Charles Henderson here in the varsity girls game. They work it into the corner. Now back up to the point. Guarded by Daly Alsobrook. Bounce pass into the painted area. Stripped away by Braylee Winfrey. Almost falls down. Ahead now for Daly Alsobrook. She comes up with it. Henderson able to get back. And now it's 5-on-5 for the Tigers. And Daly Alsobrook says that that's a boys' ball they're playing with. What awareness by Daly Alsobrook, 15 in white, says as soon as she picked up that basketball, she stood on the left wing and said, I don't think so. I think that may be a boys' ball. And sure enough, it was. Do we give her a three-point attempt back? Is that something we can do for Daly? I don't think they're going to allow her to see. All right, see, I'm not crazy, right? I got fans saying we need to give her that shot back. Don't count that against Daly Alsobrook. Now, we won't count it here in the booth. So still scoreless between Auburn and Charles Henderson. Just 50 seconds in to the ballgame. Tigers moving left to right. They've got it in the half court. It's the point guard Tolles, again, wearing 12 tonight instead of her usual one because of jersey complications. That's Anavia Nelms in the corner. Can't get the roll. Morgan pulls it down. Put back. No. It is fought for underneath. Braylee Winfrey gets the board and gets the bucket, and the Tigers are on the board. Tigers put on full court pressure on the Trojans of Charles Henderson. They bounce it here. Now they throw it into the corner. 18-foot jumper with a closing Morgan. No. And Braylee Winfrey is off and running for the Tigers. She's off the left side. Takes it herself with the right hand. It's good. Braylee Winfrey picks up where she left off at 18 a night ago. Now she steals the inbound. Back to Tolles and in. Tigers on top, 6-0 early, 6:20 to play in the opening corner. Tigers put pressure. They get the steal. A pass to Winfrey. Jumper, no, off the baseline. Couldn't get it to fall from 5 feet. And it's now Charles Henderson basketball. They come across the timeline, now on the left side. It is Kamari Stroyser. She gets into the paint, turns, shoots into Morgan. No, but a foul. Tigers force a couple of turnovers and cash in with some points. Back-to-back buckets for Braylee Winfrey, and Kalia Tolles gets on the board as well. It's 6-0 Tigers with 6:04 to play in the opening quarter. Want to let you know that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. First free throw from Kamari Stroyser is no good. Trojans in the navies here tonight. They've got orange numbers and letters on front and back with the white trim around each of those and the double white stripe trim down the side. And coming off the missed free throw the second time from Stroyser, rolls out of bounds, and it is going to the Tigers, who are wearing their home whites. They've got Auburn in cursive in blue written across the chest. They've got the silver numbers on front and back with the silver trim to match going down the side. They've got it in the half court. Now it's Kalia Tolles, double-teamed on the right wing. She'll find the cutting. Braylee Winfrey pulls up from three in the corner short and pulled down on the strong side. Ahead now are the Trojans. They come across the Auburn High A with 5:40 to play. Now it's Stroyser. Kicks to the corner. Pump fake. Floater. 8 feet. Bank shot's good. Rylan Mitchell banks it in off the back cut. And Head coach Courtney Pritchett wants to talk it over. 6-2, Tigers lead with 5:31 to play in the first quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Following the timeout by Auburn High, they've got it in the half court. Moving left to right as we look at it. Again, timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Visit them in downtown Auburn on South College Street. Good feed to Braylee Winfrey on the back cut on the baseline. She can't get the shot to go. Morgan comes up with it, tries to throw up a wild shot, can't do so, continues with the basketball, and then it's going to be called for a travel in the lane. I thought it may have been more of an offensive 3-second call, but never really had full possession. They are going to call Morgan for the travel, so the Trojans now have the basketball. Tigers put on pressure out the turnover, and they force a turnover. Alsobrook, no-look feed, down to Anavi and Nelms for two. Alsobrook with a little shuffle of the right hand, and the Tigers have an 8-2 lead with 4:50 to play in the first quarter. Lots of pressure, 15 guarding 15, and the double dribble is going to be called. Reagan Worley was working on Daly Alsobrook just outside the Auburn High School A, trying to get it across the timeline and couldn't do so. Another turnover forced by this Auburn High School defense. As Anavi Nelms will sum out in the ballgame for the first time as Brooke Hallman, who was not here a night ago, playing flag football for the Tigers. She'll feed it in. Winfrey, free throw line, jumper short. And boxed out was Jordan Cobb, who's in for Antoinette Morgan. And it's going the other way. And a turnover force. Winfrey up to Hallman with the left hand. Got in a foul. Brooke Hallman off the nice feed. Thanks to the turnover, she gets on the board for the first time tonight. And she's got an and-one opportunity. Does the UNA commit? 23 and white. She comes off the bench pretty quickly for this Auburn High team. Can't convert on the end. One opportunity. Rebound pulled in by Harmony Hubbard. Trojans move up the sideline now here on the near side. They find an open girl inside the semicircle. Can't bank in the 18-foot jumper. Rebound straight back to her. Cash that one in, though. Good play by Reagan Worley. Second time's a charm, apparently. It's 10-4 Tigers. How about 12-4 Tigers as Braylee Winfrey goes coast-to-coast off the assist. She's got six. Tigers up by eight. Inbound for the Trojans on the far side in front of the scorer's table. Off of a knee, goes into the hands of a Trojan. She loses it out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Jordan Cobb, wearing 33 tonight. Is Jordan Cobb. Normally wears number 11. Floater in the lane, won't go. Pulled down by Winfrey. Ahead, now for Tolles. Underhand, right hand, the finger roll won't go. How in the world does that not go in? It hit the backboard, every part of the rim, and couldn't fall for Kalia Tolles. Tigers lead 12-4, near steal by Tolles. Now at the point. It is Hubbard. She'll pull it back out, and the Trojans will reset. They're in their own half court. Thrown into the lane. Picked up by Cobb and stolen by Winfrey. Here comes Hallman. 12-4 Tigers. 3.5 to play. Winfrey in transition. Give the assist to Hallman. And another bucket for Braylee Winfrey. She's up to 8. Tigers just put so much pressure on the basketball. Pull-up jumper in transition from 3 is no good. And pulled down by the Tigers. Worley was trying to get back in the ballgame herself. And unable to do so. Kick to the corner. Alsobrook. Now to Hallman. Dribble drive. Kick for Tolles. That's a three. Kalia Tolles off a nice feed from the Tigers. And they're up 17-4. There was a whistle. Thought there may be a timeout. Now there's going to be a call on the far side of the floor. Didn't see what the call was. Are they going to take the points away? I don't think so. Okay, I'm not sure what the call was. Score the basket counts, and it's still Trojan basketball. I didn't see it. Apologies. So either way, Trojans inbound. Tigers nearly force another turnover, and Brooke Coleman on a diving effort steps on the baseline. Trojans inbounding right to left, length of the floor to go. 2:53 to play in the first quarter. Tigers on top, 17-53 to play in the first quarter. Tigers on top, 17-4. Off the inbound, they get it back to their ball handler, Foster. Looks for an escape route. She finds one on the far side of the floor into the hands of Mitchell. She's picked up immediately, picks up her dribble, and then timeout was called. Timeout was called by Charles Henderson. We'll take a timeout with them. They're brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
It's Trojan basketball in their own half court. They work it to the top of the key. A three from behind the arc. No good. Can't bank it in. Alsobrook off the rebound. Long feed up to Hallman. Dribbles it off her shoes, and here we go. Now the Trojans force a turnover. They're looking to run. 2:25 to play. They've got it in the half court. They trail your Auburn High School Lady Tigers 17-4. Dribble at the point. They'll hand it off to Mitchell straight away. She's at the volleyball line. Now on the right side. She'll bring it back to the point, guarded by a 2-3 zone for the Tigers. Bounce pass near side. That's a three. It's good if it goes, and it did. Jasmine Foster is on the board for the first time, and the Tigers are still up by 10. Hallman thought about the three on the right wing, feeds it into a double team to Jordan Cobb. Nothing there. Ball deflected. Stays with the Tigers. I like the idea for Brooke just trying to feed it down to Jordan Cobb, who's got every bit of a 6-inch height advantage right now on this Trojan team. Kalia Tolls off the inbound, finds the back cut for Braylee Winfrey. She's got double digits, 10 of the 19 for the Tigers, who are up 19-7 with 1:45 to play. Trojans working around the perimeter. As soon as it gets inside the three-point arc, there are the hands of the Tigers. Ball was deflected. Now into the hands of Charles Henderson. That was a travel on the right side. Didn't get called. Stays with the Trojans. Pressured at the point. Everybody just standing there watching. Jump ball eventually forced by a couple of Tigers. Ryland Mitchell just fighting for her life in there. And possession arrow stays with the Trojans. Substitution comes in. As 21 Streuser will sit down, Caden Copeland is in the ballgame for the first time. They throw it to the backcourt. They bring it back into the front court. Now do the Trojans at the point. Swings it around into the corner. Thought about the three. Cut off on the baseline between Alsobrook and Hallman. Into the high post now. Looking for an escape. They find one. It's Mitchell at the point. Stolen by Winfrey, and then a kickball called, which is the right call. Mitchell trying to bounce pass to the right wing, and Braylee Winfrey at 5'11 got that big shoe in there. But it was called a kick ball, so still Trojan basketball. We approach a minute to play in the opening quarter. Free ball thrown here on the near side, coming towards the out-of-bounds line, and it is Trojan basketball. Good effort by Jordan Cobb. She ran from the far side all the way here to the near side in front of us at the scorer's table. Just couldn't quite get there. It stays with Charles Henderson. Under a minute to play, opening quarter. Tigers on top, 19-7. Trojans in the half court, right to left as we look at it. Here inside of Auburn High School gymnasium. Extended 2-3 zone, cross-court pass. Thought about the three in front of the Auburn High bench. No. Throws it into the lane, knocked around, and Cobb comes up with it. Baseball pass ahead. Winfrey all alone and lays it in for two. Good luck from Jordan Cobb to Braylee Winfrey, who steals the inbound and knocks it down from about 8 feet on the baseline. 14 points for number 20 in white. It's the Winfrey Show here on a Thursday night in Auburn High. 20 seconds to play, first quarter. As the Tigers have just been all over the place defensively, steal after steal after steal, and they've converted on just about every one of them. As the Trojans just go back and forth at the top of the key, nobody moving for the Trojans. Charles Henderson's got six. Now they've got five. Bounce pass in the corner. Back out with three. At the buzzer, a three to go. No, can't bank it in. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. 23-7, Tigers lead, and they are led by Braylee Winfrey with 14 points. She's got all the points right now, all the momentum for the Tigers, we should say, as we head to the second quarter on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the second quarter, Auburn High on top of Charles Henderson, 23-7 in the varsity girls game. And out of those 23 points, how about 14 for Braylee Winfrey in that first quarter? Alsabrook on the first shot of the second quarter can't get it to go. Grabs her own rebound and was fouled on the putback jumper. She'll head to the free throw line. Daly Alsabrook, can you believe it? Scoreless in the first quarter. And scoreless in this ball game, no more, as she knocks down the first free throw. The FIU softball commit is 15 and white. One of those speedy, just aggressive starting guards for this Auburn High girls team. Goes 2 for 2 at the line to extend the lead for the Tigers, 25-7. The Trojans of Charles Henderson moving right to left. As we look at it, they've got it in the half court now. On the left volleyball line, bounce pass to the far side. That's a three, walked into it too strong and pulled down by Daly Alsabrook. She looks to advance, 30 seconds into the second quarter. It's Tolles, far side, whips it to the near side. Hallman, pull-up jumper from the baseline, just short. Etheridge pulls it down. Who's in the ballgame for the first time tonight for Auburn High? They get it out to Toll. She tried to pull up in traffic from the free throw line. Couldn't do so. She traveled. So a turnover on Auburn High. And the five on the floor is also Brook, Tolles, Etheridge, Nelms, and Hallman are the starters in this second quarter for the Tigers with a 25-7 lead as we approach 7 minutes to play in the opening half. Basketball in the near corner, guarded heavily by Hallman. Bounce pass to the low block, bounce pass through the lane, and the floater is good for Charles Henderson. Found a gap in the defense as Harmony Hubbard is on the board for the first time. Tolles now brings it up the floor, hands off to Hallman, feeds down to Etheridge into traffic, turnover. Second time, Hallman's tried to feed it down low in that same spot and hadn't gone well. In transition, looks for the three, bounce pass, open three, left wing, way too strong, pulled down by Tolles. If she picks her head up, she's got Alsabrook. She does with the left hand. No, too short by Alsabrook, and she can't believe it as the Trojans are off and running in transition. Near steal by Brooke Hallman in front of the Auburn High bench. Good effort, just couldn't quite get there. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans in their half court. Head coach Courtney Pritchett cannot believe Alsabrook couldn't cash in on the open layup. Tigers still lead, though, 25-9 with 6:20 to play in the first half. Bounce pass into the near corner, picked up by Nelms and Hallman. Double dribble, didn't get called, bounced off of the knee of Brooke Hallman. It'll stay with the Trojans. It'll be Foster to inbound from the near corner, opposite of all the benches here in the gym. And she finds Mitchell easily, who gets back out to the wing, clapping underneath, had an open man, didn't get it to her. And now they swing it into the corner again. Bounce pass down low, spins right into an Auburn High defender. That was Kalia Toll's shot was no good by Reagan Worley. And then they're going to say she stepped out of bounds and we're going the other way. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Antoinette Morgan is in the ballgame now for Mackenzie Etheridge. So the starters are out there for the Tigers other than Hallman, who lets it fly from the right wing too strong. Morgan tries to pull it down. She can't save it and then throws it away into the stands here on the roadside. If you're head coach Courtney Pritchett, you like the effort that the Tigers have played with, but been a little sloppy here in the last handful of minutes. As Daly Alsobrook's going to take a seat as Sophie Arrington is in the ballgame for the first time. She got on the board last night, did Arrington. She had a point, did the sophomore for the Tigers. Bounce pass in the lane. Euro step around Antoinette Morgan, and a foul is going to be called. Believe they're going to get Antoinette Morgan on the call, either her or Brooke Hallman on the backside. And they do get Brooke Hallman coming from the backside on the help side, that is. 25-9, 5:23 to play, second quarter, Tigers lead. Home run pass on the inbound. They find it into Mitchell. Mitchell has it, swings immediately, left wing contested, three, shot it, didn't matter, I guess, really long, off the right side of the backboard. Morgan fighting for the rebound underneath, can't come up with it, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. We saw this a night ago with this Auburn High team. They're always over the basketball. They're around the basketball. Just had troubles getting their hands on it at times. As the Trojans inbound into the near corner, they'll work it back out to the top now. Straight away, works it to the right side for Mitchell. They swing it around on the near side. Nothing there. Tigers moving well defensively. In front of the Auburn High bench on the right side as the Trojans continue to work it around the perimeter. Nothing on the inside. We're under five to play. As Worley trying to instruct the troops here. Just nothing happening. Everybody's standing flat-footed. Tigers get a break on defense. 2-3 zone moves again as they work it to the point. Slow bounce pass here on the near side. 25-9. Tigers lead, 4:35 to play in the second quarter. Trojans just playing keep away with a deficit. Not sure what the game plan is. As soon as they go inside, it's stolen. It's Nelms up to Tolls now with contact. Throws it up and in. No foul call for Kalia Tolls, but she gets on the board in the second quarter. She's got seven, and the Tigers lead 27-9. Near step, tip pass coming here. Adams right out of bounds. A fight for ball by Nelms, and Brooke Hallman can't get there. It'll stay with the Trojans. Hey, what? Tigers are moving after those loose balls here tonight as the Trojans keep it in their half court. They've got Mitchell straight away. Now on the left wing. They continue to work it around, and that 2-3 zone is just so lethal for Auburn High. Just nothing inside the three-point arc. Tolls cheats. They swing it. Right corner. Nothing there. Arrington picks her up. Now back to the point. Now here on the near side. Picked up by Brooke Hallman. Bounce pass inside. Stolen by Morgan. Loose ball. Fought for by Morgan. Hits the ground hard, and a jump ball is forced. Believe it was Worley who had her arm in there to cause that jump ball, and the possession arrow stays with the Trojans. 3:46 in the second quarter. Tigers lead 27-9 over Charles Henderson in the varsity girls game. Reminder to stick with us during halftime. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you about this game, preview the boys just a little bit as well, as they'll be taking on Charles Henderson coming up in just a little bit. Ball works in the near corner. Bounce pass on the baseline. Layup through traffic. Gets the friendly roll on the road and good. I believe that was Worley in there. Doubles her points. She's up to four. Tolls into the corner, finds Nelms, had it tipped away, goes into the lane, goes up strong, but had it blocked. Here come the Trojans right to left on your radio dial. 3:15 to play, cross-court pass in the corner. Now a right wing three, lets it go, can't fall. And Arrington fights for the rebound, can't do so. Goes to the Trojans, put back blocked. Arrington fights for it, jump ball called, and possession arrow goes to the Tigers. Good efforts by his 5-and-white Sophie Arrington. Forced the jump ball and got the possession back for Auburn High School. As a couple of subs come in, Cobb is back in, Winfrey back in, and Daly Alsobrook back in as Nelms, Arrington, and Tolls will sit down. Winfrey brings it across the Auburn high A, finds Hallman now on the right wing. They play a two-man game on the right side. High screen set by Cobb. Reverse screen set by Cobb. Worked into the corner. Hallman's got it. That's a three. Too strong. Long board comes out for Winfrey. Can't get her hands on it, and the Trojans are moving now with 2:40 to play in the half. Tigers up by 16 with 2:30. 2:35 counting down here in the second quarter. Ball's back and forth at the point. It's into the hands of Mitchell now straight away. She's guarded by Brooke Hallman. She'll step up now. Pick her up nearly half court. Hallman swiping like Swiper the Fox. Can't get there. Hands it off. Picks up her dribble. Cross court bounce pass somehow gets there. As Winfrey's going to pick her up, we're playing more one-on-one now. Tiger stealing in the lane. It was Brooke Hallman ahead for Winfrey. She's got bodies and cannot get it to go. Put back attempt in the air, no good. Morgan pulls it down. Power dribble, put back, no. But Morgan will head to the line. Three good-looking shots for the Tigers. Just couldn't get them to fall. And credit to Charles Henderson, who got back in transition to force a couple of misses. And Morgan looking for her first point of the night. Gets it right there. Antoinette Morgan just physical underneath and has a knack for finding the basketball off a miss. She missed right there. Jordan Cobb pulls that one down. Winfrey, cross-court pass on the far side, fed into the corner. Now it's also Brooke. Thought about the deep three, didn't take it. And it is Brantley Winfrey. Straight away, she'll construct and shuffle Brooke Hallman out of there. She's on the left wing, goes strong with the right hand. Five-foot floater, good, and a foul. Brantley Winfrey does it again. She had 14 in the first quarter, got her first bucket here in the second quarter, and is putting on a show in front of the Auburn High faithful. 30-11 Tigers lead with 1:43 to play in the second quarter and an and-one opportunity for 20 and White. And one free throw too strong. Hallman tries to pull down the board. She can't do so. Throws it off a Trojan out of bounds. Smart play by 23 and White. She threw it right off of Kamari Stroyzer, and the Tigers keep the basketball. Hallman inbounds to Winfrey. They feed it out to Alsobrook. Tigers have 1:35 in this second quarter. Hallman's going to let it fly. Can't find the bottom of the net. And Jordan Cobb pulls it down, feeds it out. Alsobrook straightaway three. Bang! Daley Alsobrook has all five of her points in this second quarter. Tigers lead 33-11. We approach 1:15 to play in the first half. Bounce pass to the left wing, fed inside. Now back out to the point. They find Mitchell on the right wing in front of head coach Courtney Pritchard of the Tigers. Fed inside, free throw line jumper no good, and pulled down by Morgan. Tried to feed to Alsobrook, who had already taken off and ran. That's a three off the turnover, no, and pulled down by Morgan, who's able to find a guard in Brooke Hallman. Under a minute to play in the first half. Fed into the corner. That's Alsobrook. Now to Morgan straight away. Tigers have time with 50 seconds. Euro step, hop step, roll is good for Brooke Hallman, who gets her fourth points of the night. And the Tigers lead 35-11. We have 35 seconds to play in the first half. As the Trojans try to orchestrate any sort of offense. Everybody standing right, flat-footed, and looking straight into the eyes of Foster, who stood there for about 10 seconds, wasted a lot of time. Did the Trojans try to throw it through Brantley? Winfrey can't do so. 2-on-1 for the Tigers. Winfrey takes it herself, can't get it to go. Hallman pulls it down, nearly fell down, throws it back up, can't get the roll. Morgan fights for the board. She hits the floor. Tigers are on the floor. Trojans are on the floor. Cobb's got it in her hands, and timeout called by head coach Courtney Pritchard. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 35-11 with 5.6 to play. We'll be right back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
5.6 to play in the second quarter. Hallman to trigger on the baseline. Tigers have it in the half court. Hallman is good at the buzzer. If it goes, it does not. Pulled down by Winfrey Weakside, and the buzzer will sound. It was good if it went for Hallman. It did not, and the Tigers will take a 35-11 lead over Charles Henderson into the locker room. Stick with us. We're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you about this one, preview the boys, and a whole lot more. That's here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School Lady Tigers lead 35-11 over the Trojans of Charles Henderson. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It's the Tigers on top, 35-11 through two quarters, and it looks very similar to what we've seen pretty much all season long from this Auburn High varsity girls team, head coached by Courtney Pritchett. Here's some of the numbers for the Tigers in that first half. Leading all scorers is Braylee Winfrey, who has really come on in these last couple of games. She started the season nicely, but has just really continued to get better as the games go on. She leads all scorers with 16 points. You also look at Kalia Tolles, who has 7. Daley Alsobrook, who has 5. Brooke Holman's knocked down a couple of shots. She's got 4. She's missed some threes, and I think she wished she could have knocked down. Had a chance there at the end of the half. She's going to get hers, though. Don't you worry. She's got 4. And a couple of you have Anavia Nelms with 2 and Antoinette Morgan with just the 1 point. And so you look at it, right? You got 6 Tigers who have scored so far. You've put up 35, and you've held Charles Henderson to just 11. May not be what you did last night, holding Lafayette to just 14, but Charles Henderson's got good players. Their offense is just so stagnant at times, and give a ton of credit to the 2-3 zone defense that this Tiger team likes to play, and there's just nothing on the inside of the paint or on the inside of the three-point arc, really. I mean, Charles Henderson just stood there and really didn't. They looked confused. They looked dazed. They didn't know what to do because the Tigers move so effectively to the basketball. And so Tigers on top 35-11. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll take a break, come back, tell you about what the Tigers need to do in the second half to hold on, plus preview the boys a little bit. That's all coming up on the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into Auburn High School Gymnasium. We're at the half where your Auburn High School Lady Tigers lead the Trojans of Charles Henderson 35-11. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Keys to the second half, well, they've been similar to what we've talked about pretty much all season long. The Tigers have a big lead. All you got to do, take care of the basketball and keep knocking down shots and keep forcing turnovers on this opponent. Man, that's just the thing with this girls team. They're just so intimidating. They've got size. They've got speed. They've got hands. They've got agility. They've got athleticism. They've just got it all in all different positions, guard, forward, center, you name it. This Auburn High team has got it, and they just fluster teams that walk in to this gym. And so if you do that in the second half, you're going to have a good chance to walk out of here with a win. 35-11 is our score right now. And, hey, just a reminder here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3, W. Lee, at the conclusion, or I guess after the conclusion of this Auburn High girls game, we'll have the boys game for you. It's Auburn High. The Tigers are hosting the Trojans of Charles Henderson as well. Looking forward to that one as the boys got a win last night. A little bit harder fought than I think they expected it to be against Lafayette, but they did get a nice win at the end of it, and they're back in action tonight. Back-to-back nights for the boys team as well, when they got four players back from the football team, and Peyton Plott looked good last night. He may just start tonight is what head coach Chris Brandt told me earlier this evening. So be sure you stick around on 96.3 W. Lee. We'll have that for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network, but that's going to do it for the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. When we come back, start of the third quarter, Tigers lead 35-11 in the varsity girls game. We'll have it for you coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Charles Henderson in the varsity girls game. Tigers on top, 35-11 as we get the second half going. I want to let you know that second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. The Trojans of Charles Henderson in their road navies. They've got the orange numbers on front and back, white letters on the front, with Charles Henderson splitting the numbers and the white power stripes going down the side. Tigers in their home whites with Auburn in cursive blue across the chest. Silver numbers front and back in the silver stripe to go down the sides to match. Trojans start with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers will be moving right to left as we look at it, as they work it around the perimeter. Still a same 2-3 zone for the Tigers as they finally get it into the free throw line, almost stolen away, and a jump ball fourth possession arrow goes to the Tigers. They just pounce on the basketball immediately as soon as it gets inside that three-point arc. That time it was Braylee Winfrey who forces the jump ball, and the Tigers take over, moving right to left. 35-11, Tigers bring it. It's Tolles, Nelms, Winfrey, Alsabrook, and Morgan, the five on the floor for the Tigers to start this third quarter. They work it in front of their bench on the right side, swing it back on the near side. Find Morgan, low block, one dribble, bumps into a defender, free or layup won't go. Power dribble again, second attempt will get the roll for Antoinette Morgan, who gets the Tigers started in the third quarter. They're on top, 37-11. Now working on the right volleyball line. They'll feed it back to the top for Mitchell. Into the corner, Mitchell has it again. They don't do a whole lot. They just work it around that perimeter, just waiting for a hole to open up in that zone. Now it's more of an extended 1-2-2 for the Tigers. And Braylee Winfrey gets her hands on it, throwing away. And here come the Tigers. It's Tolles wearing 12 tonight instead of one. She's off the right side. Right-hand dribble gets cut off. Now she's at the point, swings it to the near side. It's Daly Alsabrook. She'll step back. 18-foot jumper, can't get it to fall. Long rebound, chase down. Trojans come up with it, and they almost nearly throw it away. Mitchell somehow comes up with it, and she'll pull back, and everybody will reset. Trojans in the half court. It's Mitchell. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass on the near side. Now back to Mitchell. Looks into the corner. They find it. Had a little bit of an opening. Didn't take the shot. Cross court pass. Now into the near corner. 6:05 to play. Lets it fly from three. No good. Too strong. Pulled down by Morgan underneath. And the Tigers are on the move again. Ahead for Alsabrook. In transition. Goes to the right hand on the left side and makes it good. Daly Alsabrook had five in the first half. She's off and running here with two in the second half. 5:45 to play in the third. Another three-point attempt in the corner is good. That is Reagan Worley, who had four in the first half, two in each quarter. She's got the Trojans on the board here in the second half. And as Tolles gets into the lane, goes coast to coast, good with the right hand for Kalia Tolles. She's got her first bucket in the second half. Tigers up 41-14. And a near steal as Nelms came after it. Denanavia Nelms, you got to love her effort. She's aggressive on defense, a great on-ball defender. Is number two in white, nearly poked it away. She did poke it out of bounds, I should say, nearly stole it away. And it stays with the Trojans. They're going to inbound on the far side of the gym at the top of the Auburn High School. A blue and white, good-looking A right on the middle of the floor here at Auburn High School Gymnasium. About 50% full so far tonight on a Thursday evening in Auburn, Alabama. It's chilly outside. Feels like basketball weather, doesn't it? Gotta love it. With the holidays right around the corner. Trojans now in the half court. They've got it off the left side. It is Mitchell who does most of the ball handling. Does Ryland Mitchell, wears number three in blue, had 2 points in that first half. Under 5 minutes to play. Pressured now by Winfrey. Throws it to the near side. Can't corral it. Pressured immediately by Brooke Holman. Throws it off of Brooke Holman out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. 4:51 in this third quarter. Tigers lead 41-14. Here in the varsity girls game, inbounding just off the right side into the half court in front of the scorer's table. They'll bounce pass it in, and they'll find Hubbard. She looks for some help, can't find it. She's guarded one-on-one by Brooke Holman. Pokes it away into the backcourt. They're going to say Brooke Holman tipped it. Now on the left side, it is Worley, who just knocked down to three a few moments ago. Pushed off at the top, and they get the call. Yes, she did. She extended that left arm into an obvious now, then an offensive foul called, and we're going the other way. Tolls surges ahead, up to Alsabrook in the corner. Surged a little bit too much, has to save it on the baseline. Tolls goes flying on the floor. Tigers all out of sorts. Everybody gets reset. Cross-court pass, Alsabrook three, in the corner, no. Long rebound to Tolls, in the lane, through two defenders, got the bucket, got the foul. And Kalia Tolls has a chance at one more at the free throw line. She's got four and can make it five right here. 4 points in the corner, had seven in the first half. And on a play that looked completely broken, Tigers find their way to the basket, get points, and have a chance at one more thanks to Kalia Tolls. Charity stripe, free throw, good. Tigers are up by 30 with 4:10 to play. In this third quarter, it is Mitchell, guarded heavily by Winfrey at the top. Kicks to the corner, hesitates on the three, splits the defenders, goes up with the right hand and lays it in. Gives Kamari Streuser. She gets on the board for the first time tonight. Tigers look to go in transition. Tolls lets it fly in transition. No, couldn't bank it in. Rebound goes to the Trojans underneath. And crossed up, Braylee Winfrey at the half-court line. Kicks it to the corner. That's an 18-foot jumper. Won't go. Rebound fought for. Tipped around underneath. Pulled down by the Trojans. Looking for an outlet. She finds one. Right wing. That's a three. And rattles home. Reagan Worley. She's got another three. She's got two of them in this quarter. Now up to 6 points. Tolls has it off the right side in the half-court for the Tigers. She'll hand it off to Holman in front of her head coach, Courtney Pritchett. Spin move. UNA. Commit puts it in off the glass. Not just the UNA commit. How about a UNA signee? Is 23 in white. Looked like a D1 play right there. Lays it in. Good off the spin move with the right hand. Tigers up 46-19 with 3 minutes to play in the third. Bounce pass. That's a travel. Yep. Fed it to Reagan Worley on the baseline, who spun and jumped and had nowhere to go with the basketball. Just got caught in the air. She landed and knew it as soon as she did. Tolls across the timeline on the right side, hands it off to Anavia Nelm, swings it over to Alsabrook, splits one, splits two, layup blocked and pulled down by Streuser. She looks ahead for the Trojans. That was a travel at half court forced by Brooke Holman. Good play. Tigers force another turnover. We're going right to left as you look at it. 46-19, Tigers on top with 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Tolls ahead, gets the screen from Holman, gets into the lane, lost it a little bit, rolling on the floor, kicks to Winfrey, out to Holman, left-hand dribble, now in the corner for Alsabrook, pulls up, 18-foot jumper is good. That's just pure basketball from the Tigers right there. Had a little corruption in the lane, they kick it to the corner, worked it all the way around, and Daly Alsabrook gets it to go from 18 feet on the baseline. 48-19, Tigers on top, 2:10 to play in the third. And now a steal in the half court, and then a timeout was called before? A timeout called by Charles Henderson. Don't think they got that in before the steal, but they say they did anyway. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. Back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Following the timeout called by Charles Henderson, your Auburn High School Lady Tigers on top of the Trojans from Charles Henderson, 48-19. We're here on the campus of Auburn High School. Just one road game so far for this Tiger squad, girls and boys. We played at Lafayette just a few nights ago, about a week or so, and the Tigers steal it off the inbound, and then the Trojans steal it right back at half court. Now they've got it at the point, kick to the left wing. That's a three, just too strong, pulled in by Brooke Holman. Outlet pass ahead, Jordan Cobb, couple of dribbles, barrels into the defender, and an offensive foul. They're going to call Jordan Cobb on the push off a charge on 33 and White, wearing 33 tonight, normally number 11. But she is wearing 33 for the time being, and that is an offensive foul on the Tigers. Trojans looking to eclipse 20 points here tonight. They need one to do so. They trail Auburn High big. On the road, your Tigers are just ferocious defensively. Thrown into the lane, swatted away by Brooke Holman. She was late getting there, but didn't matter. Good recovery from 23 and White. Found an open player on the low block and swatted it into the wall to keep 2 points off the board. Heck of a play by Brooke Holman. May just be 5'9", but looked about 6'8", right there, getting up after it. Tried to steal on the inbound, can't do so. Free throw line jumper no good, but she was fouled. Was Kamari Streuser, and she'll head to the free throw line. Streuser has 2 points tonight, both of them here in this third quarter. A couple of power dribbles, spins it in her fingertips, and can't get the roll on the first free throw. Appreciate everybody being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee. Streuser, second free throw, rattles in. So Tigers lead 48-20 with 1.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Hallman's got it off the right wing, feeds into Nelms. Now it's Cobb at the free throw line. Back out to Hallman, pass was low. Able to corral it, pulls up from the free throw line, and a foul on the floor before the shot on Charles Henderson. I don't think head coach Courtney Pritchett wanted that foul call. I think he wanted Holman to step up, take that shot, and for it to count. But it does not. Tigers lead by 28. With 1:16 to play, Nelms is the trigger girl. Underneath on the baseline, looking for somebody. They find it into Morgan. Lowers her shoulder, dribbles on the baseline. Offensive foul. Lowered the shoulder and ran right through her. And Morgan knows it as she jogs back down the other end of the floor. Tigers give it back to the Trojans, 48-20. We approach 1:10 to play in the third quarter. And it's all Auburn High here at home. Into the corner, a bounce pass on the baseline, spins around Brooke Holman. That layup was no good. The rebound was there. The putback was blocked. It was Copeland who tried to put it up over Morgan and can't do so. Tigers get it into the half court kind of chaotically and able to corral it now. Holman, baseline, whips it into the corner. And Avia Nelms, that's a three short. And fought for underneath the rebound as Jordan Cobb gets her arms around it. So did Worley, and the possession arrow points to the Trojans. Tonight's game broadcast of Auburn High School basketball is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Tigers lead by 28. Holman pressures the basketball in the half court now. Off the right side with the right hand. Layup no good. Goes flying onto the floor. And foul is called as Streuser will earn her way back to the free throw line with 1 of 2 here just a moment ago. Clock stopped at 26.4. Couple of dribbles and a spin yet again. Streuser can't get the roll. With 26.4, it is Alsobrook, Morgan, Hallman, Cobb, and Nelms, the five on the floor for the Tigers. Second free throw goes for Stroyzer. We got 25 seconds in this third quarter. Tigers can hold for the final shot. Don't think they will if I know anything about this team. They throw it into the elbow to Cobb. Cutting Morgan. Layup may have been blocked. It hit the bottom side of the rim. A lot of contact. No call. Here come the Trojans. They're in the half court now with 10. Feeds to the corner. Steps into a three. Side of the backboard. No. Alsobrook pulls it down. Length of the floor to go with three. Now at half with two. She'll pull up from NBA range at the buzzer. It's good! Daily Alsobrook from way downtown gets it to go at the buzzer, and it's all Tigers here at home. Give her another three. That's seven for the quarter, and it's Tigers up by 30 as we head to the fourth quarter. You're listening to Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Well, there haven't been many threes for the Tigers tonight, but Daly Alsobrook let one fly at the end of the buzzer. And when I tell you it was NBA range, Steph Curry would be impressed with that shot. Just buried it at the buzzer to give the Tigers a 30-point lead as we start the fourth and final quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Arrington's got it in the lane, fed from Kalia Toll's turn to shoot and believe they're going to get her on an offensive foul. Turned into a couple of Trojans now moving left to right on your radio dial. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W. Lee. Tigers lead 51-21. We're in the fourth and final frame here at the Varsity Girls game. Reminder, we'll have the Varsity Boys game coming up right after this with a quick post-game show into a quick pregame show, and then we'll talk about that one and get you ready to go. Thrown into the backcourt, said it was tipped. Don't think it was. Turns into 2 points for Charles Henderson. It was Mitchell who tossed it in off the backboard. Again, they threw it into the backcourt, and apparently Auburn High touched it. I didn't see it. Either way, 51-23 as Arrington feeds it down for Etheridge. Her layup was blocked, and Winfrey tries to save it out of bounds. She does. Throws it off a Trojan of Charles Henderson. It stays with the Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. It's Winfrey, Tolles, Hallman, Arrington, and Etheridge, the five on the floor for the Tigers to start this fourth quarter. Tolles will trigger it from the left side baseline, tries to feed it into the corner for Winfrey. She does. Dribbles left hand, gets into the lane, and fouled. Into the lane on the shot attempt was Braylee Winfrey, who had an electrifying first half. 16 points in that first half, and I know it's hard to believe she hadn't scored yet in this second half. Didn't need to. When Daly Alsobrook had seven in the third frame, Kalia Tolles had five, and Winfrey's first free throw is short. Braylee Winfrey. We talk about all the time how she can have those individual runs, just her own little heat strokes, if you will. She knocks down the second free throw on the board here in the first half, and that's exactly what she did. 16 points in that first half. How about 14 of those in the first quarter alone? She goes one of two at the charity stripe to help the Tigers go back up by 29. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Trojans have it in the half court. It is Mitchell. Off the far side, throws it back, looking for somebody. She finds her. Now back into the corner for Mitchell and saved by Brooke Holman. Poked out of bounds. So it'll be an inbound for the Trojans on the far corner. in their own half court. Clock is running here in this fourth quarter. As I look up at the scoreboard, we approach 5.5 to play. In the far corner on the baseline, they find it in the corner. Lets it fly. Can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound. Put back, no. Offensive board again. Should be off a Trojan. Should be Tiger ball, but they say it stays on that end of the floor. It was Rylan Mitchell who got a three-point shot off the inbounds pass. Who will most likely try to get the basketball. She's done most of the ball handling tonight for the Trojans. They throw it in at the elbow. Shot off the inbound. Too strong. Pulled down by Braylee Winfrey and Tolls. Softball pass ahead for Hallman into traffic. Pulled down by the Trojans. They save it from going out of bounds. And we're going the other way. Under five to play. Trojans have it in the half court. They'll bounce it to Mitchell. She'll take it on the left side. Picked up one-on-one by Hallman. In the corner. Picked up by Tolls. Gives up the baseline. Doesn't go. Now it's on the free throw line. Floater in the lane and blocked. But a called foul. Believe they're going to get Mackenzie Etheridge, who wears number 40 for this squad. And they do. They get Mackenzie Etheridge on the foul. First free throw, no good by Harmony Hubbard, who had 2 points in the first half. Scoreless here so far. In the second half, as Arrington will sub out, Daly Alsobrook is back in the game for the Tigers. Second free throw from Harmony Hubbard is good. Running clock here in the fourth quarter, 4:10 to play. Tolls ahead now. Alsobrook thought about the three, swings it to the top. Winfrey, strong left hand, goes to the lane. Good, no foul call. She lays it in anyway, and Braylee Winfrey's having a night. She's got three here in the fourth. 54-24, Tigers up by 30. Trojans kick it to the corner, lets it go, and buries it. Does Reagan Worley hit a couple of those in the first half? And then they're going to say the Tigers stepped on the inbound line on the inbound, and it's a turnover on Auburn. A turnover on Auburn High. They've had some of those tonight. Got to clean them up as we get in deeper to this season. Trojans inbounding left side underneath on their own baseline. They're in their half court. They kick it out to Worley, and a... I believe they call it a jump ball. And the arrow stays on this end. Brooke Hallman asked the same thing I was, making sure it was a jump ball. It was. It'll stay with the possession arrow on this end with the Trojans. Inbounding on the right sideline right here next to us. Guarded heavily by Braylee Winfrey. Bounce pass in. Guarded by Etheridge. Moves on her. Streuser pulls up from the baseline. Good from five. Not a bad looking shot by Streuser as Tolls brings it across the Auburn High A, feeds it to Winfrey in the lane, floater with the left hand, the finger roll is good. Braylee Winfrey gets it to go again. She's got five here in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Visit them today on South College Street where they are celebrating 10 amazing years. Back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Coming out of the timeout, we got 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game, and the Auburn High Lady Tigers have taken command and really had command the entire ball game. 56-29 is their lead over Charles Henderson. And, man, you just cannot overlook, overstate, and underestimate what Braylee Winfrey is bringing to this basketball team, not just tonight but early in this season. Tigers are 4-0. They're about to be 5-0, and her takeover ability is just unbelievable and an unknown commodity, really, when you had Brooke Hallman and Daly Alsobrook. You knew you had those, but now that you got Braylee Winfrey, who plays like a big guard, really is beneficial to this Auburn High team. Subs are in for the Tigers. Bounce pass into the corner for the Trojans. Pete's down low, and the layup no good. Couldn't get it to go over Liz Robinson, or excuse me, Isabella Paul. Where's number 32 for the Tigers? There's that rotational size we talk about with 32 and White. Tigers throw it to the right side, poked away and into the hands of head coach Courtney Pritchett. It is Hallman, Nelms, Quinones is in. Let's see, Paul is in also, trying to look through bodies right now, and Liz Robinson, the fifth on the floor for the Tigers. 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Nelms in the left corner, gets into the lane, throws it up, and a travel call. Well, we say she's aggressive with the basketball, and Nelms definitely is. Was a good move by Two and White. Just took the extra step to do it. 56-29 is the lead for Auburn with 1:45 to play. Bounce pass into the corner. Trojans wide open three. Spinner no good. Quinones comes up with the rebound in the corner. Looks for an outlet. She finds Brooke Hallman. Here come the Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. Hallman at the point. Kicks it into the corner. Quinones has it now. Dribbles with the right hand. Poked away out of bounds. Stays with the Tigers. Running clock with 1:20 to play. And a sub going to come in for Charles Henderson as Micaiah Pollard will step in as Reagan Worley will have a seat for the final time. Again, just seven players on the roster for this Charles Henderson team, so they play a lot of minutes and play the entire game. How about a corner three for Brooke Hallman? Can't get it to fall. Isabella Paul pulls down the rebound. Put back is no good, but she was fouled on the way up. This gym will go crazy if the six-foot junior Isabella Paul can get on the board. She is the tallest junior on the squad at 6 feet tall for Isabella Paul. First free throw attempt for the lefty is just off the side. Clock is stopped on the free throw attempt. They typically do that in a running clock situation. Second free throw from Isabella Paul, left-hander, no, off the right side of the backboard, didn't hit the rim, so we're going the other way off the dead ball. Clock running under 30 seconds as Mitchell will bring it across the Auburn High A, left to right as we look at it. Feeds to the top now, swings in between two defenders, bounce pass, low block, layup, no, put back, no, fought for by Isabella Paul. She's throwing elbows, fighting for the basketball, and the possession arrow goes to the Tigers. You love to see the fight by 32 and White gives her team the basketball back with just 8 seconds. We inbound to Brooke Hallman, crossover dribble at the point, now with four, kicks to the wing, that's a three, at the buzzer. You bet! And Navia Nelms knocks it down at the buzzer, and the Tigers end it with an emphatic performance thanks to Isabella Paul giving them the basketball back. And how about a Navia Nelms knocking it down at the buzzer? Final score, it's Tigers by 30. 59-29, Lady Tigers are 5-0 on the season. They take down the Trojans of Charles Henderson, 59-29. We'll talk about it when we come back in a quick post-game show and get into a pregame show for the varsity boys as well. All that coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell Do It Center Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Final score in the varsity girls game, 59-29. The Lady Tigers take down Charles Henderson here on their home floor on a Thursday night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Quick post-game show and able to snag on the way to the locker room. Player of the game by far, Braylee Winfrey. Wears number 20 for the Tigers. 21 points for you tonight, and most of those were in the first half. 16 in the first two quarters, but you had 14 in the first quarter alone. Great game. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, what is it about this team that allows you to just play so freely? Because everybody gets involved. Everybody just seems to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. But yet, you're just blowing teams out night in, night out.
Yes. How we prepare for the games is so, like, much. Like, we're always, like, spending time together. And I feel like our chemistry is just, like, really there. Like, when I first got here, they were just, like, all so welcoming. And it was just, like, I wasn't, like, scared to, like, be anywhere or, like, with them. Like, I just, like, immediately clicked with them. It's just, like, the chemistry that we have just, like, makes us play good together.
Well, I consider you at 5'11", is what you're listed as. I consider you a guard slash forward. Mm-hmm. But when you go on runs like you did tonight, you're just a pure guard. You get it in your hands, and there's no hesitation. You're just going to go get a bucket.
Yes, for sure.
Is that just is that for you? Is that what Coach Pritchett tells you? How does that go?
Yeah, I don't really, like, worry about, like, my height or, like, the size of the game. You know, I just go out there and, like, do what I can do. Like, give it on my all so I can, like, I'm playing for Auburn. I'm playing for my team. So I just give my all.
And I love to see how you guys are so, you're so dynamic, right? You can score from the outside. You can score on the inside, whether it be an 18-foot jumper on the baseline. You had a couple of those here tonight. I mean, mm-hmm. just all over the place. You guys are just so, so elite at scoring in all facets of the game.
Yes, yes.
Is that something, I guess, for you and as a team? I mean, between you, Daly, and Brooke, I mean, I don't think anybody could stop you on a consistent basis. And then when you have Kalia, who put in 12 of her own tonight, I mean, it just yes. seems like you guys can't be stopped.
Yes, together, our chemistry, like I said, it's just, like, really great. And we just, like, kind of play together, and it's like that's how we just get most of our points, and that's how we, like, win games. So
you also produce a ton of steals as well. Now let me ask you before we let you go, do you like offense or defense better?
I like defense because
yes.
defense, you know, then you can get buckets on offense if you get steals. So I like defense.
It's a great mentality. Coach Pritchett will be so proud. I let him know you said that. You didn't have to, but you said it on the air, so it's recorded. So Braylee, appreciate your time. 21 points tonight, another big win. Your team's 5-0. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. That is Braylee Winfrey joining us here on a quick post-game show on the Auburn High Sports Network. Let's roll right in to the pregame show for the varsity boys, Tigers and Trojans, as Auburn looks to get another win. They got it a night ago, right? They were able to take down Lafayette last night, 61-48, right here inside this gym. We'll give you keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip between Auburn and Charles Henderson and the varsity boys coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.